to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
6:00 in the a.m. right here in the greatest city in the world. Phoenix, Arizona, baby. On Camel Country 107.9. It's Nico, Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We have a fun little adventure tomorrow, but I wanted to mention it today and get it on everybody's radar.
You have to be ready for it because we're not going to like tell you. You have to be prepared to exercise the mind.
The demons.
That's don't exactly exercise the demons. Don't say that.
No, don't. Oh, shoot. I forgot.
Don't say that.
Traveling down a road. I don't want to go.
I rebuke that on behalf of everybody.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, but exercising them would be a good thing.
run them out of town.
Right.
Anyway.
Any hoozle. Tomorrow, if you have lunch plans, cancel them.
And come have lunch with us.
Come have lunch with us. We are going to have an opportunity for you to get into the Bird's Nest, the actual kickoff concert.
The concert at the Coliseum.
In the Coliseum.
Yep, with Blake Shelton.
With Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, baby.
But you got to come have lunch with us.
Yeah, that's we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ain't going to tell you where yet.
We ain't going to tell you where, because once you find out where, if you meet us there, you get tickets to the show.
Yeah, woo-hoo.
All right, so that's the little secret that we are finally allowed to tell you, because now we have to bribe you to hang out with us.
Yeah, pretty much.
With great tickets.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody wins.
Yeah.
Except for the demons. They always lose. They lose, those demons.
Because they don't exercise. And when you don't exercise, you lose.
Yeah. You lose. I don't know where. I don't know what's going on.
Happy hump day, everybody.
Happy hump day. Let's get into a show. We got some fun stuff coming up. Camel Nation, thanks for hanging out each and every morning right here to Nico and Cheyenne. Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Time to break some news, baby.
What we got today?
All right, so Bailey emailed us and said her sister McKenna is very high strung.
Okay.
And she's kind of freaking out about the dumbest thing ever. I don't want to reveal it right now, but I will in a second. And you guys will agree that she needs to take some deep breaths, this girl.
She needs a chill pill. Got it.
All right, let's call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this McKenna?
Yeah.
Hey, McKenna, this is Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Okay, what's this all about? Why are you calling?
Let me talk. I have news for you.
Okay, what news?
It's actually from your sister, Bailey.
Oh, okay. Well, what news?
First and foremost, your parents named you McKenna and Bailey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What's this all about, please?
So your little sister Bailey said that the reason you lost your license, you know how you were looking for it over the holiday?
Yeah.
Is because she tried to use it in Old Town and got it taken away.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, my God. Well, first, the way you sounded, I was like, is she in trouble? What do I need to do? No, now she's definitely in trouble.
Oh.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, McKenna, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel 107.9. And,
oh, my God.
Hi. We're just here to break the news for you.
This is the most siblingest thing a sibling could do in the history of siblings. Like, that is that.
I don't even know. Like, I'm so mad and I'm so relieved at the same time. Like, it sounded like, is she in the hospital? What's happening?
No.
And then, no. It turns out she's a, what a little stinker. I I don't know where my license is. Oh, my God, I don't know. Like, she knows I was going after it so hard.
Do you guys even look alike?
Enough.
Because I don't look like my siblings at all.
She's like, no.
Yeah, not at
enough.
All. Okay.
Hey, you know what?
What's why she got to take it away?
We accomplished something today.
Did you, though?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, hi, you guys, though. Oh, my God, I listen to you. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
We love you for that.
Hi. No, I love you for that, but this is weird. Wait. Is she here, like,
no,
on the
race? No.
No, we let you handle your drama
outside
of it.
She just sent us a message.
We just tell you.
Yeah, I'm about to handle the drama right now.
And she said in her message that you were freaking out about your lost license, so
yeah.
Here we are freaking out again.
Yeah, no, I'm big time freaking out, but for a different reason. I'm going to kill her, but it's fine. It's fine. Not
don't
for
do
real
that.
Kill her.
Yeah, we definitely don't recommend that.
Not so serious.
it's not that bad.
She's okay. All right, well, take it easier on your sister, okay?
Yeah, I'll try. Well, not really, but I'll try.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne. Cheyenne, yeah. Some people are just inferior.
Okay. What? I need more information, please.
Not to call people out, but you know, my immune system has actually been used by several scientific entities as a vaccine.
Oh, yeah?
For many things.
Please, tell me more.
Because I never get sick. Ever.
Is it that you don't get sick, or is it that you refuse to admit that you're sick?
My nose might get a little sniffly from time to time.
That's like, it. You that's never it. Have a cough.
No. Well, I heard you get sick all the time.
I don't get sick all of the time, but I do catch
you're
a
sick
cold.
Right now.
I do have a cold right now. I will admit that. I regularly will have a cold, but, you know, my kids go to school.
Yeah.
You know, they're around other kids.
That's true. My kid is homeschooled, yeah. So I don't have to deal with that.
And then I have friends who have young kids, and they go to school.
They're such stinky little snot pickers.
They are. And, you know, they don't keep their hands to themselves. Half of them don't shower and wash their hands. You know, kids are gross. And so, I do tend to catch a cold.
Okay. Well, you
regularly.
Make up for the times that I don't get cold. And
I don't like that for me. Getting a cold when you're single is the worst because you have no one to take care of you.
Nobody, except for your 7-year-old son.
Yes, and he does. He does so. Easton.
Mama, I'm going to take care of you.
He does. He brushed my hair the other day for 2 hours.
Wow.
He just brushes my hair. And he takes such good care of me. He really does.
That's so cool.
But also, I would like a husband to take care of me. That would be nice. The one time I get needy is when I get sick.
I happily make some chicken noodle soup for my wife. I give her a spa treatment,
nice.
Which we all know is cosign for other things. And I really just make sure that she's as comforted as possible.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Abe, do you get the man cold?
I mean, I don't get sick often, but when I do, I don't complain about it.
Oh, okay.
You suck it up.
Yeah.
You suck it up.
And you come to work and spread those juices.
I'm a grown-ass man, dog.
I don't have a choice. I have to suck it up because single. I don't have anybody to help me.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that too. But
I have
like,
to power through.
Yeah, I just don't want to burden my wife with sickness, so I just don't get sick.
Thoughtful of you.
I mean, when I was in that situation, I was self-conscious about looking less than, so like I dang sure wasn't gonna be like, oh, boo-hoo, poor
but
me.
Look, let's be honest, okay? A lot of guys, especially here in the Valley, if they're getting sick, we are like rough and tough dudes out here. We are not admitting that we're getting sick.
False.
I don't know, man. I've
that is the most
arise.
False statement you've made all day.
For real?
Men here be babies.
You think there's wimpies?
No.
Oh, for sure.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Some. Okay, well, expose yourself. 602-894-5653.
And I don't mind.
If you need to be babied a little bit, we'll baby you live on the radio.
I'll baby you. It's okay. I'll take care of you. Yes, I will.
We're not the best. And we're not the worst at being sick here in Phoenix.
We're smack in the middle.
We are right there in the middle, which I would say by the normal amount of people that I see from day to day, are you sick? Are you not sick? I would say that, yeah, we're generally like a pretty healthy bunch.
Yeah, if I don't take it from personal experience, I would definitely say like right in the middle is a good place to be for sure.
We got Dean on the phone. Dean, how often do you get sick?
You know, I get sick once in a while and it doesn't, you know, it doesn't really go that well. I am a big baby when I do get sick.
Self-proclaimed. I love that you know that.
Stand by it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
To what end do you become a baby? Are you just like, oh, somebody take care of me? Or is it like bad?
I lean into the whole, you know, needing help and assistance. And my wife she's all about it. It's a part of our relationship. And I think she loves babying me, because most of the time I'm not a baby. But when I get sick, it definitely throws me off, and I definitely can't help myself but take that extra love and attention from my great wife, who is such a good nurse.
Aww, and this is why Dean will stay married to the end of time, right there. I love that for you.
I do too. It's great. Like if I get like the body chills or if I'm cold or whatever, she'll even like, you know, she'll snuggle with me in my fuzzy wuzzy and, you know, until I get warm.
Hold up. You can't just say that statement and then just blow
you're,
past
you're a
it.
Grown man and you just said fuzzy wuzzy. What, please explain what the hell fuzzy wuzzy is.
You don't have a fuzzy wuzzy?
I don't know what it is.
What's a fuzzy wuzzy?
It's a blanky winky. It's a blanket. You don't have a go-to blanket when you're not feeling good?
Sir, my description of a blanky wanky is something far different than a fuzzy wuzzy.
You know what, Dean? Good for you, man. Good for you.
Oh, thanks.
Yuma. Yuma.
I've never been to Yuma.
And you want a closer connection to Yuma.
Okay, let me explain, you guys.
Please do.
Okay, because also in Yuma is a very big military base. There's lots of Marines who are stationed down there. And it's
Yuma.
It's also high traffic because it's, you know, there is a road that takes you to SoCal. So there is a lot of traffic. Okay. I had a shower thought the other day because I know multiple people who live in Yuma right now that Yuma to Phoenix needs a direct train shot, like a train that goes from Yuma to Phoenix twice a day, once there, once back.
Yeah.
You know? So the people that I know that live in Yuma, they don't come up here hardly at all because it's a 3.5 hour drive and they don't want to put that wear and tear on their cars.
Yeah.
So why not have a train, especially for military people, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're unfortunate enough to get stationed in Yuma, you know, wouldn't you want to be able to like catch a D-backs game or come up here for 2 days and not have to put that wear and tear on your car?
Yeah.
It makes sense to put in a train that goes from Yuma to Phoenix and then back to Yuma.
Here's my thing. You speak of it as a metropolis of sorts, this Yuma.
It's not a metropolis by any means.
That deserves a train destination. And I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm probably never going to visit Yuma. No offense. Yumans?
Yumanians?
Yumans.
Yumans.
I will never see you. But Cheyenne is passionate about this.
I get it. Okay, but I know, like I said, I know multiple people who are stationed there.
Yeah.
So for me, it hits closer to home because I understand.
You want to see your friends.
I want to see my friends.
They just don't want to see you.
And that's not true because I could very well drive down there. But again, I don't want to put the wear and tear on my car. Now, let me also say that I realize that this is not a cost-effective thing to do, to build and or to operate and run. I'm very much aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know. I also understand that there could be a certain amount of, you know, other things that go on with having a train in Yuma coming straight into Phoenix. I understand those things.
Yes. So the connection.
Yeah, I get it.
Maybe unsavory for some.
Yeah, I totally understand.
However, I
still feel like there should be something that will take stationed Marines down there and back because I feel like they deserve that. That's my proposal. If I ever run for anything, it will be that the Yuma to Yuma. Phoenix is getting a train. And that was my shower thought.
Be like, hey, Cheyenne, what are your policies? Well, I'd really like to build a train to Yuma. I feel like there's lonely soldiers down there. They'll be like, oh, all right.
Okay, yeah. I get your point. I don't really think that that's necessary.
Sounds good. Vote Cheyenne for governor. Hello, governor.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne.
That was so depressing.
You know when you know there's something depressing coming and you don't want it to happen, but it has to happen?
Like a funeral?
Not that depressing.
Oh, okay. I really shot to the moon on that one.
My wife's leaving town.
So kind of like a funeral.
Yikes. Still yikes. No, not like a funeral. She's just going away to see her parents for 10 days, and that's 10 days without my better half.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
When was the last time you guys were away from each other for that long?
June. She left for 3 weeks. She went back to New York.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
This is kind of like a walk in the park after 3 weeks.
It's still 10 days. No loving, no
food. No smooches.
No smooching. No laundrying. What else does she do?
No blanky wanky.
Yikes. No, her parents are opening up a pizzeria in Florida.
That's cool.
So her father is like a pizzeria pizzerian.
Okay. I was following.
What do you got? A pizzerista?
A pizzerista.
What do you call a guy who opens pizzerias?
An owner?
Pizzerista is the new name.
I love that.
For sure. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to Florida. I don't really go to Florida at all. So
I've never been to Florida.
It's going
to
give me a reason to. You should definitely go.
I would love to go.
Because you got the Disney thing.
I know.
And you have now a pizzeria from the pizzerista.
I would love to try the pizza from the pizzeria. Owned by the pizzerista.
But he is a franchisee of Patsy's Pizzeria, which is the name of the pizzeria.
That's cool.
It's a very well-known Harlem pizzeria that Frank Sinatra used to go to back in the days. And he even said in one of his concerts, they have an audio recording of him going, "My favorite pizza in the world is Patsy's in Harlem. I love it."
Oh, that's awesome.
So he's been very close with the owner. He's opened one up in Brooklyn, so now he's expanding into Boca Raton.
Ooh, that's fancy.
So now we're going to call him Boca Ratoni.
So are you like full empty house?
I'm empty.
Justin, you're sitting on the couch
in my chonies, watching whatever I want on TV.
Visual I didn't need, but thank you.
Ordering some delicious food, not caring about dieting. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a great 10 days. But also the caveat is I'm not going to have my best pal around. My buddy, my wife, obviously, and my son.
What are you going to do for 10 days by yourself? Like, truly, what are you going to do? Like, I know we joke about sitting around eating and doing all things, but like, what are you going to do with your time?
Lots of
marinating.
Marinating.
On the fact that they're not home.
Yeah. Lots of marination. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne. And Cheyenne, I'll be honest with you. I don't really get surprised with good news ever.
That's really sad.
It's terrible. I've lived my life to expect bad surprises.
I'm not sure what to say to that.
Nobody has ever been like, "And now the 50-50 raffle winner is Nico."
Yeah, I've never had that happen.
Congratulations. Or anything.
Yeah.
I've never won anything. I don't know what it feels like to be surprised in a good way.
I'm kind of in that same boat. Like, I was pleasantly surprised when I found out I was pregnant. There's that. But other than that, like, I don't ever really win anything.
Right.
And nobody really gives me any gifts.
Can someone please wife up Cheyenne immediately and buy her extravagant, lavish things? I think she deserves it.
You know, you're not wrong. I do.
Well, there is a video that is circling the social media scene of this bride who gets surprised by her husband at the altar.
It is amazing.
With what it seems like to me, I would have been like, "Oh, cool,
sweet."
What it seems like to me is like her dream coming true.
Life-changing surprise for her.
I vow to be truthful with you, to share with you my honest self inside and out, and to hold no secrets. But not always. Sometimes I may have to hold on to a secret bonus gift to give you during our ceremony. We're going to see the bills.
No! 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 Oh my God! Seriously? Oh my God! When?
Secrets? We'll hold off on that.
So many jokes and says tonight.
This is what I like to call a blackout in pure ecstasy. Like, she is on such a cloud nine that she is completely blacked out.
I feel so good for her.
So I'm like, I got tears in my eyes because her excitement was just, you could feel it.
That was unbelievable.
Amazing.
And they were just like Bills tickets.
I know. See, we say that, but her dad was probably a huge Bills fan.
Yeah, his dad. Yeah.
And then his dad and the fifth dad twice removed, whatever it is you want. They're all Bills
fans.
I
do know how special it is. My wife and her side of the family are Bills Mafia. That's what they call themselves. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's a deep connection with that team. Like, super deep.
Yeah.
So I get it.
I understand it. I don't get it.
You don't get it?
I don't get it. I understand it.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. That
doesn't make sense to me, Cheyenne. You understand it, but you don't get it?
Yeah, it's like you listen, but you don't hear, right? Same concept. Like, I understand it. Like, I get it, but I don't understand
it. Maybe, like, you get it, but you just don't subscribe to it.
No, I don't.
Just the extreme fandom?
Yeah, it's not, like, I'm a big D-backs fan, but I'm not like, "Oh, my God!" You know what I mean?
I think it's good for your soul to invest in something you can't control.
I can't control my kids, and I am fully invested in them. So.
Dang. Shot you down. Quick. 602-894-5653. We want to know if you've had a blackout moment where somebody surprised you with something or something happened in your life that just made you stop and go, We just listened to a Bills fan reaction on her wedding day while the husband was giving a speech surprising her with Bills tickets, and she absolutely lost it.
Sometimes you just know your partner, and that's called knowing your partner.
That's a home run. He had that in his back pocket for a while,
too. She will never be able to give back a moment to him like he gave to her. It won't happen.
And they will never forget that moment when she completely blacked out at her wedding.
Neither will the entire internet.
And cursed.
I know.
All right, we got Amanda on the phone now. Amanda, have you had one of these blackout moments?
I was living in LA. This was many, many years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, damn.
Right? I know. Like, it was. No, I it was really fun, actually. And I was walking down the street and I see William Shatner.
Oh.
Ooh.
Like, William Shatner.
Like, the William Shatner.
The William Shatner. And I don't know if I could say this, but I.
I see what you did there.
I am the biggest William Shatner fan. I'm like basically guilty by association because my family, like my parents, met at a Star Trek convention.
Oh, that's so cute!
Like that's what Trekkies we were. My brother, me, we were all that was every Halloween.
Wow. It's a family affair. Yeah.
It's so meaningful. I can't even tell you.
Do you remember the interaction?
So I was like, do I do this? Do I go up to him? I did. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, my family's not going to believe this. I wish they were here. And he was so nice. He agreed to take a photo with me.
Wow.
It was like outer body experience. It just felt like it went by so fast.
No, it's all good.
It's like when Marsha met Davy Jones, she never wanted to like wash that side of the cheek again, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
You know what I'm not doing this morning, Cheyenne?
What's that?
I'm not apologizing for embarrassing myself.
Oh, yeah. That's never a good thing to wake up having to do.
The day is not over yet, though.
That's valid.
But that's not what's going on with Bailey Zimmerman. He had to apologize for his behavior and his actions on stage in Cancun, Mexico.
Yeah, during Crash My Playa.
All right, y'all. I was always raised up to hit my problems head on and never to lie and always be truthful and honest, even when you're embarrassed. So, last weekend, down in Cancun, Mexico, I'm sure everybody's seen the videos of me playing absolutely awful and singing absolutely awful. And I feel like you guys deserve an explanation from me because you've had my back through the highs and lows and through every mistake. So what happened was I decided to drink that day, which was a mistake. I got up on stage. I was too drunk to play. Nobody got the show that they wanted or paid for. And I'm disappointed in myself. I'm gonna do everything in my power to make sure that this never happens ever again. I wanna show you guys the person that I truly am.
He's asking for grace. He's giving the apologies. It all sounds good, but it also sounds like his PR team was like,
Bailey, we need to apologize immediately for your performance because you sounded very bad.
Again. It's not the first time he's had to apologize for this same exact thing for the same exact reason. He did it at Westgate back when the Super Bowl was here, and he opened for Tim McGraw.
Oh, I heard. Yeah. I did hear that
he
was wasted.
And it was all over TikTok. Yeah, it was not good. So it's the same situation, just different location. I will give him grace because I do think that apologizing on a public forum, that takes a lot of, like looking in internally.
Yeah, we call that cojones.
Yes, exactly.
It takes a lot of cojones to do that.
So good for him.
I don't know what it is about the water in Mexico, man. It makes you do crazy. Actually, it's not the water in Mexico. It's the tequila in Mexico that makes you do crazy things. I DJ'd a buddy's wedding. I ended up for the welcoming party. It was supposed to be this big like blowout party.
Uh-huh.
I ended up getting drunk throughout the day and I was passed out and they were banging on the door and I was so passed out and drunk, I did not answer the door to DJ the welcoming party.
No, Nico!
I felt so bad. I had to apologize to the groom, the bride and groom.
Yeah.
and then I had to DJ the wedding the next day. But man, on a much smaller scale, I feel what Bailey's going through.
Yeah, that's embarrassing because you still have to be in front of that same crowd knowing that you absolutely messed up the next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't have Mexico as an excuse. I just have poor, I don't even know what you call it. I'll make an apology right now. I apologize for the person anyone encountered of me prior to therapy.
Oh.
I was not the best person, especially when alcohol was involved. Like, if you met me at Bird's Nest last year, I apologize for the person that you dealt with. Because I drank entirely too much because I had been drinking all day.
That's amazing that you recognize that, though.
I do. It's also why I don't really drink anymore. So, because I do realize that, you know, when I drink, I get chatty and...
Well,
some things and
Camel Nation, in about a week here, we are going to experience the Bird's Nest once again.
Which will Cheyenne I be sober?
Will you meet Cheyenne the tame or Cheyenne the animal?
Definitely the more tame version, and I apologize that that's the person that you get now.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel 107.9, and it got me thinking. When I was hearing some retro tunes, I'm like, you know what? It's so ridiculous that we used to actually pay money to hear those tunes coming out of our cell phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember paying for ringtones?
I very much remember paying for ringtones and ring back tones.
That was excessive.
Wild. But we also paid for them.
Please wait while we get the subscriber. And they'd be like,
while we connect you to your caller.
Later. It just feels right. And you're like, wait, what is happening right now?
Absolutely.
So I specifically remember I was waiting in line for something and I was like, ooh, it's all quiet. Like, nothing's really happening. People are just standing there. I think I was in, like, a bank ready to make a deposit. And then all of a sudden, my phone was like... Get low.
Get low.
And I, like, jostled for my phone. I'm like,
Before it gets to the bad parts. Like,
hello? Because, you know, I had to answer my phone. There was no, like, sending someone to voicemail.
Nope.
You had to answer because somebody else was calling you, and that didn't use up your minutes also, FYI.
Correct. Oh, my gosh, minutes.
Remember that?
Minutes.
Call me after 9.
Yeah. Nights and weekends.
Cheyenne.
Yep.
Give it up.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Oh my God, Fergie. Don't let Joe get something.
Oh yeah.
It's like one thing seeing like a cute little blonde girl playing that when she's like 18 or whatever. Yep. And then it's like seeing like a 65-year-old man and his phone goes off and it's my hump.
Which definitely happened.
That was the best.
Was a thing, yes.
Especially in like a quiet bank.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Abe, set the scene.
I was honestly probably just like working at my old station and my phone would just like blow up all the time and I didn't mind it because it was a song I actually cared about. So,
which was?
Oh, yeah. This was hype. This is hype. Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Annie up.
I didn't even want to answer it half the time.
Needless to say, Abe was cooler than all of us because that song is amazing.
Yeah. Abe was in church.
Yeah, he was.
And
he was.
Annie up! I love the people that like let the ringtone go a little too long.
Uh-huh.
You're like, you don't hear that button.
Right?
You don't hear that button.
It's like it's not wanted, yours.
Yeah.
They wanted people to notice. It's like, okay, calm down. We're in public.
Yeah. It just answered the phone.
My father-in-law has the original.
That's also mine.
It's like the standard iPhone ringtone. And he will let it go and go and go and go.
Do you want to know what solves that problem? D&D. D&D is hands down the best accessory that iPhone has.
What is D&D?
Do not disturb.
Dungeons and Dragons?
My mind was going other places. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
You know what, Cheyenne? I walk around this office as if...
You own the joint?
No. Exact opposite. Okay.
Yeah, I like Abe's laughing.
I know, because it was funny and not ironic at all.
Just saying lately.
No. Shut up, you.
Get back in your hole.
I was going to say, I walk around here like I share the space with everybody, and I respect the space because of it.
Yeah, it's an office building with Absolutely. Multiple people.
So we have studios, and people sequester themselves off into the little studios from time to time to do their own business. But eventually, somebody else is going to be in that studio.
Yeah.
And this is what happened to me, Cheyenne.
Okay.
I walked into the studio, and I went to go get to work, and I'm like, ooh, that's a pungent cheese ooh. Smell.
Did somebody pass gas and walk away?
I wish it was that temporary. It was not.
Oh,
it was what permanent happened? Because this was in the trash can.
Oh, no. What was it?
It was fettuccine Alfredo.
Ew.
Come on.
No.
I could tell it'd been there for a few hours so that even if I took the fettuccine Alfredo out of the studio, it wouldn't have gone away.
It was stained. It was
permeated into the walls.
I love good fettuccine Alfredo. The problem is that it does start to smell.
Yeah. Normally, you just eat it and the plate is gone when you're empty.
Also, who's eating fettuccine Alfredo that early in the morning?
Yeah, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Who pulled out a plate of pasta like that?
Not me.
All those dense carbohydrates make me sleepy.
I know. We work early hours. That's odd.
So that's what I want to know. It's normally an unwritten rule in radio that if you are going to eat, you take your waste and you take it out of the studio immediately.
Yeah. There's the hallway trash for that. Come
Absolutely.
On.
You never throw it away in the studio trash can. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jules. I know it was Jules. I know it was Jules because she uses that studio right before I have to. And she's so little, though. I don't imagine.
Well, that's why there was still leftover fettuccine in the tray. If it was any of us, we would have eaten all of it.
Yeah, maybe that's the case.
No Jules, remnants left.
At least finish up when you're done.
Jeez.
I'm sure this happens.
You know, she's new to radio, though. Like, maybe she doesn't understand radio common courtesy. Maybe.
Yeah.
But there's definitely work no-nos when it comes to food in general. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right? Like, you don't microwave broccoli, Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
You don't fish? Steal people's God. Food fish, out of the fridge?
No right.
shared fridge?
There's only two types of fish allowed in the workplace. Swedish and gold.
I like that.
Some of my favorite kinds of fish, to be honest.
So if you have an unwritten rule at your job where you just it's just a no-no, like you don't take somebody else's food out of the refrigerator, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Or leave fettuccine in the dang trash can. 602-894-5653. Jules, I'm talking to you. Anyway, let's see if the Camel Nation has some grievances to air live on the radio this morning.
I love it.
Coworkers passing gas in your shared workspace.
Ew.
I might have done it just now, Cheyenne.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You'll find out about it in a second.
Actually, I won't because joke's on you. I'm stuffed up. I don't smell nothing.
Just kidding, JK. Good morning, Camel Nation. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
We got some phone calls on shared workspace disasters. Hello?
Good morning, Nico. Good morning, Cheyenne.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
My name's Cameron.
Cameron.
All right, Cameron. Tell us about your shared workplace disasters.
For me, it used to be because people would steal my food.
Oh, that's rude.
So I used to do it, and then after a while, I got tired of it. So what I ended up doing is bringing my lunch, same thing, but on half of it, I would put, the very first time, and no one did it after, I put, like, liquid Tylenol PM. So if they took that half, they would pass out. And, of course, I found out who it was, and they never stole food from me again.
You dropped your coworkers?
Cameron.
I don't know if Cameron.
Yes.
No. No, Cameron. You cannot drug your coworkers.
Probably should have, but I think I want my food.
Probably shouldn't have. No. No, you shouldn't have.
You probably should have put this on the radio, but I wanted to call and tell you that.
Did we just witness a felony? thankfully, Cameron, is pretty anonymous.
He is, yeah. There's lots of Camerons in this world.
Pretty anonymous.
No one's going to know.
Cheyenne, who else checked in?
Text from the 602. I have a coworker who eats popcorn every day at the same time. The problem is that they purposefully burn it and it smells the entire office.
It's on purpose?
It's on purpose. My mom does that, though. My mom likes burnt popcorn. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, a little
I'm a little weird.
I still can't get over Cam.
None of these are going to live up to the fact that we just heard what we just heard.
Do not work with Cameron.
No.
I will say that.
Stop, if you have a coworker named Cameron.
I was going to say, so that's your takeaway? That's
yeah. Do not work with a guy named Cameron.
Or just don't eat people's food.
Don't steal food.
And also don't work with people named Cameron. All right. I'm losing it. It's Nico and Cheyenne.
We need Camel more Country. Coffee.
Good morning. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I don't like what's happening in the dynamic of my family, my immediate family. I have an older brother and a younger sister, and I am the middle kid.
Hey, samesies, we're both middle children?
We are.
Do you have middle child syndrome?
I'm the best kid, if that's what middle child syndrome is, being the best kid.
Middle children are normally forgotten.
Oh.
I am forgotten.
Middle children do think highly of themselves, so you're right on par.
That's kind of my point, Abe. I think highly of myself, and I'm also my parents' favorite kid because I moved away at a young age, and they always felt bad because they felt like they never did enough for me.
Oh.
And I agreed.
Of course you did.
So
that makes sense.
They're overdoing it now, and it's amazing.
Oh, what is coming back around? Why is the dynamic changing?
I've been the favorite son for a while now.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're always like planning their trips around visiting me. And they're always considering my son when it comes to, as far as I know, they only have one grandchild, and then they have a couple other grandchildren that are kind of sprinkled in, kind of.
Yours is the only one that counts, is what you're saying.
Mine's the only one. So my brother, he goes, hey, bro, I'm just heading over to mom and dad's to help him out. I was like, wait, what? What's going on here? What's this play? What move you making? And then he goes, well, apparently they had some floods. And in the basement, some of the carpet got a little moldy, so I'm going to help dad tear it up. I was like, whoa. This sneaky sneakster is positioning himself to be the favorite kid.
I feel like you're reading way too far
No. My brother hasn't helped anyone in his entire life. In fact, he's ripped off people left and right. Oh. I've witnessed it personally.
Oh, okay.
He ripped off my parents, for instance.
Oh, yuck.
They sold him the business, the Dairy Queen business that my father grew, worked painstakingly to own and operate this Dairy Queen business. And then my brother ripped him off. He could have got $1 million for the business.
Yeah.
So he's never done anything for anybody.
Okay.
And all he did was talk about, like, oh my God, it was so hard to pull up the glue from the carpet, and it was terrible, and oh my God. So not only did he become the best kid now, the favorite kid, but he's gonna let it marinate a little bit, make me try to feel bad.
Well,
about
lucky
it.
For you, I don't think one act of good service supersedes years and years of not doing anything.
Yeah.
And also, maybe he just knows your parents are getting older and that he needed to just help.
Maybe
he's
don't
just
do that.
Being a decent human.
No, he's a scumbag. Don't
oh,
do that.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. I don't agree with this. I think he's got to play, and I think you need to put your foot down for being the best child.
Everybody's
I'm not okay with this.
Everybody's family knows that there's one kid that's the best.
And in your family, it's you.
It's me.
Yeah.
I'm the favorite kid.
Yeah.
You're not the favorite kid?
No. My older brother, he is like Captain America, right?
Yeah.
And looks like him, too. Like, he is Captain America.
Oh, man.
And then there's the baby, which is my little brother, and he can do no wrong. They're both the golden children. And if you ask anybody, I don't know if anybody else knew that they had a middle daughter.
Cheyenne!
It's funny because it's true.
Dang.
Like, I know my parents love me. I get that. But up until working in radio, I never had an identity outside of Zach's younger sister, Caleb's older sister, or Keith's daughter.
Yeah.
That was my identity. I truly live in the land of middle child syndrome.
Wow. Are you the middle kid? Are you the favorite? Are you the best kid? 602-894-5653. Let us know if you can relate, Camel Nation. Thank you. I knew it. Being the favorite kid is amazing, and people want to brag about it, right, Cheyenne?
Sure, Nico. we do got some texts from the, one from the 602. Mom of five here. There is no such thing as a favorite child. You, ma'am,
yeah, right.
are a liar.
Liar.
You're a liar. Also, I would agree. I don't have a favorite between my two kids, so I totally get it.
yeah, you do.
Text from the 480. Totally feel Cheyenne with being the middle forgotten child. See, it's a real thing. It is a very real thing. This is my absolute favorite, though. Text from the 480. I absolutely am the favorite child of my parents. That's why they stopped with me.
Hey!
Apparently, they're the only child.
The best one. They saved the best for last.
The only one. The only one.
The best one.
The one. The only one.
There we go. Point proven.
But and yeah.
My brother is still a jerk.
That is unfortunate.
It is.
Yeah.
But now he's carrying out the family business.
Oh.
Which is the Dairy Queen. Which makes me feel like he's back in their good graces.
Kind of has already taken the spot. Like, they took over, he took over the family business. That puts him on a different pedestal of favorite child.
To me, that just says you're a bum and you have nothing better in life going on but to carry out the family business.
I think that you are grasping for straws right now.
So, Dad, if you would like to tell me the true meaning of selling your business to my brother for nothing, basically, please call in.
He's like, no, Nico.
Let's make radio weird this morning. Nico and Cheyenne, morning, y'all.
Morning.
I shouldn't be saying morning, y'all, because it's time to say goodbye, y'all.
Bye.
I know.
So sad.
I feel like I'm just getting to know the Camel Nation once again. It's like reintroducing an old family member that's been estranged.
It's kind of awkward at first. You kind of got to like figure out your grounding.
Yeah.
But what I love about Camel Nation is that they are very accepting.
Yeah. And yes.
And they loved you the first round.
I feel like I was that uncle who was a funkle for a little while and then I screwed up. And then the family hated me for a while.
Say hate. I feel like they were forced to start a different chapter that didn't include you.
They had a substitute family?
Yeah, they kind of went, well, we're going to let him figure it out.
You had a whole second family?
But what matters exactly. is that you're back. So
I am, and I'm loving every second of it. Thank you so much. We love you. We appreciate you. It's time to say adios, amigos.
Love you so much. Bye.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.